Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day, and welcome to the Dr. John Day Show. Our topic today is lose 18 pounds a year with a 10-inch plate. Before we jump in, the usual three disclaimers. Number one, I only give general information. There is no medical advice. Number two, listening to this program does not create a doctor-patient relationship. And number three, do not self-diagnose and treat based on anything that you hear in this program. Okay, whew, that was a mouthful. Let's now jump into our topic. Lose 18 pounds a year with a 10-inch plate. Do you clean your plate at each meal? If so, then guess what? You and I both are part of the 92% of Americans that have this same habit. Our brains seem to be programmed to clear our plates. Don't fight it. Rather, embrace it and turn what you have to your advantage. Use a small plate. Let me share with you my experience with clearing the plate. And I'll start first with my Grandpa Black to try to give you an idea of what things might have been growing up in my home. Well, where did my habit of clearing our plates come from? Where did yours? Perhaps it originated from our parents or grandparents who grew up in times of scarcity and let nothing go to waste. I remember many conversations as a child with my maternal grandfather, who we affectionately called Grandpa Black. My Grandpa Black lost his parents and lived on the streets of New York City during the Great Depression. There, as a homeless child, in the worst of the Great Depression, he foraged and begged for food to feed himself and his younger sister, for whom he was caring. Grandpa Black lived this nomadic life, never knowing where his next meal was coming from for many years. Fortunately, when President Roosevelt introduced the Civilian Conservation Corps, or the CCC, program during the depths of the Great Depression, my grandfather readily enrolled and was assigned to work in Nevada. This got him off the streets of New York City and into a structured environment. There, he met my grandmother, and they eventually had my mother. Having endured hunger and starvation through the Great Depression, my mother was raised to never leave a crumb on her plate. That same philosophy carried over to our home growing up. When we visited Grandpa Black, he sternly counseled us to never waste our food. Everything that went on our plate should be eaten. Well, what about my experience as a child? Well, as a child, I remember sitting at the dinner table, sometimes for hours, it seemed, until my plate was cleaned. Usually, the culprit was a vegetable or a fish that kept me there. Ironically, those are the same foods that I now crave. We were taught to never waste our food. If 92% of all Americans have the habit of clearing their plates, then I can imagine that most of us were probably raised the same way. Don't waste your food and clear your plate. For many of us, our modern life is now filled with an overabundance rather than a scarcity of food. Well, how did the 10-inch plate turn into a 12-inch plate? The habit of clearing your plate worked well when we all used 10-inch plates in the 1950s. Now, 12-inch plates are the norm. Just how we got to a 12-inch plate, I'm really not quite sure. Unfortunately, along with our plate sizes, our waistlines have also increased dramatically since the 1950s. According to the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, over this period of time, burgers and fries also tripled in size. Sodas, according to the CDC, are now 6 times bigger than they were in the 1950s. Overall, we are now eating, on average, 500 more calories than we did just a generation or two ago. And if you want to see the studies backing up these stats and figures that I just shared with you, please go onto my website at drjohnday.com, and there you will find them under this post with the same topic as our podcast today. So how can you lose 18 pounds with a 10-inch plate? Just how much more food will you eat with a 12-inch plate? According to the Mindless Eating Organization, you gotta love this organization. I love the name, Mindless Eating Organization. We eat 22% more food if we are presented with a 12-inch plate versus a 10-inch plate. While hormones definitely play a role to whether we feel full or not, surprisingly, psychology has as much to feeling full as hormones do. The psychology at play here is that our brains register that we must be full because we cleaned off our plate. So how much weight could we lose simply by switching plate sizes? Let's calculate this together. Assuming that the typical dinner in America is, say, 800 calories, then switching from a 12-inch plate to a 10-inch plate could translate into 176 fewer calories per meal. That's 22% less, according to the data from the Mindless Eating Organization. And these 176 dinner calories, if you follow it over the course of the year, would mean 64,240 fewer calories over the course of a year. As each pound of fat is worth 3,500 calories, that could translate into an 18-pound weight loss each year just by reducing the size of your plate for one meal. Imagine if you did this consistently throughout the day for all meals. Your weight loss could be even more. Best of all, this 18-pound weight loss comes without hunger, as your brain thinks you are full because you cleared your 10-inch plate. This psychology works not only for plates, but also with bowls, glasses, spoons, or whatever else we put food in. If it looks full, our brains are more likely to register that we are indeed full. So let me go into now the portion and plate size challenge. To help you lose 18 pounds or more without feeling hungry, the key is to take advantage of how your brain has been conditioned. Since your brain is more likely to think you are full when your plate is cleared off, then keep it cleared off, just with a slight twist. Give it a try. Here are my tips. Number one, replace your 12-inch plate with a 10-inch plate. Number two, downsize your bowls. The size of a bowl could mean the difference between getting, say, one serving of a cereal versus five servings of cereal without even realizing it. Number three, look for a bowl that has measurement lines. You may be surprised by how much you are actually getting. Many of us have lost track of what a portion size is, or even the ability to tell when we've had enough. Number four, use smaller utensils. Smaller utensils are shown to slow down our eating. Slowing down allows us to discern our satiety when it happens, not 500 calories later past the point. Number five, use a smaller glass if you drink anything but water. A tall, thin glass makes you feel you are getting more while delivering less. If you drink water, the bigger the glass, the better. More on this in a future blog, because water during a meal can actually help to fill us up as well. Number six, when you eat at a restaurant, split your meal with a friend, or if you're there by yourself or your friend doesn't want to eat what you want to eat, have them plate half of it on a smaller plate and take the other half in a to-go box. You just got your meal now for half price. One purchase meal at a restaurant, it'll stretch to two meals. See, it's actually a pretty good thing. The key is to keep your smaller plate, your smaller bowl, or your tall, thin glass very full without overeating. Take advantage of the way your brain has been conditioned and lose 18 pounds each year without ever feeling hungry or deprived. What size plates and bowls do you use in your home? Has the smaller plate movement helped you keep portion sizes in check? Please leave me a line. Let me know what you think. Go on to our website at drjohnday.com and leave us your comments.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.